Washington, this is VOA News. I'm U.S. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson's job again appears to be in jeopardy following new reports. President Trump wants to replace him with Central Intelligence Agency Director Mike Pompeo in the coming weeks. Several news publications citing senior White House officials who declined to be identified reported the relationship between Mr. Trump and Tillerson has become strained over the past year. U.S. State Department correspondent Cindy Sain on who might replace Pompeo at CIA.
The word there is that it would be Republican Senator Tom Cotton, who has been a leading figure pushing for a more hawkish position on Iran in particular. He was a staunch opponent to the Iran nuclear deal. So I think he would be take a much harder line on issues such as Iran.
VOA's Cindy Sain at the State Department. Trump administration, after calling for all countries to cut ties with North Korea following the latest ballistic missile test on Wednesday, has stopped short of advocating a regime change in Pyongyang. Earlier, U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley spoke at the UN.
We need China to do more. President Trump called Chinese President Xi this morning and told him that we have come to the point that China must cut off the oil from North Korea. That would be a pivotal step in the world's effort to stop this international pariah.
Haley warned North Korea's missile launch brings the world closer to war. Germany is withdrawing a third diplomat from North Korea, but they say they are not cutting diplomatic ties. This is VOA News. More than 400 U.S. Marines who helped recapture the Syrian city of Raqqa from the Islamic State are leaving the country now. The Marines and their artillery were deployed to Syria in March, joining an alliance of Kurdish, Arab troops, and the Syrian Democratic Forces. It is not clear how many U.S. troops will be remaining in Syria. Meantime, a senior UN official is warning many of the hundreds of critically wounded and ill people trapped in the besieged Syrian area of East Ghouta, a suburb of the capital Damascus, could die without urgent medical treatment. That story now from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Special advisor to the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been waiting for 2 months for the Syrian government to give the green light to an emergency medical evacuation from East Ghouta. Over that time, he says the list of serious cases requiring urgent treatment has grown to 500.
Not a single of these that we have been able to evacuate over those 2 months. Not a single one.
About 440,000 civilians are trapped in East Ghouta, which has been under siege by the government of Bashar al-Assad since 2013. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Afghan Taliban claiming the deputy head of the Islamic State terrorist group in Afghanistan has joined the Taliban. VOA was unable to independently verify the authenticity of the Taliban claim. Taliban's statement came amid increasing rivalry and clashes between Taliban and the Islamic State group in Afghanistan. Pope Francis has called for decisive measures to resolve the political crisis causing mostly Rohingya Muslim refugees from neighboring Myanmar to flee to Bangladesh.
Nessuno di noi può mancare di essere consapevole.
Speaking alongside Bangladesh's president, the Pope said people cannot fail to be aware of the gravity of the situation, the immense toll of human suffering involved. He said a majority of those affected are women and children who were crowded into refugee camps. The exodus of hundreds of thousands of Rohingyas from Rakhine State to the southern tip of Bangladesh is sparked by a military crackdown in response to Rohingya militant attacks on an army base and police post on August 25th. The United Nations and the United States have referred to the Myanmar military's response as ethnic cleansing. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.